One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
This is a continuation of the message. Love, hope, and faith.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, this God is the God that quickens the dead. They say they have removed the uterus. A young lady wanted to get married. Well, she canceled that for her life because she thought, it's already too late for me. I cannot get married anymore. I would have loved to get married, but it's over. Because they took away the uterus. She had lived a bad life. A very sinful life. And so, when they had that operation, they had to take it away. Otherwise, she could have died. And a young man, a Christian man, fell in love with her. She had been born again. But the uterus was gone. But the young man fell in love with her and said, I'd like to marry you. And she said, it's no use. And she didn't want to tell him why. But after long persuasion, she agreed, she decided, look, we can't get married. Let me tell you why. I don't have no uterus, which means I can't have no child. So let's forget it. The guy said, if any man be in Christ, hey, I can hear somebody saying, but that's a hard one. It's a hard one. But think about Abraham, who is the father of us all. He said, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. They got married. Several months later, she had some pain in the stomach. So they went to the doctor. They went to her doctor. Because she felt she had a tumor or something. Because the tummy was getting a little larger. So when they got to the doctor was offended when she said, she suggested that she wasn't pregnant because doctor had forgotten her. It was some years ago that the operation took place. She was married now. She looked a little different. She already looked pregnant to the doctor, and doctor said, you are pregnant. And she said, doctor, no, I'm not. I think something is wrong with me. Doctor asked certain questions. Have you seen this? Blah, 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 blah. Well, everything positive, positive. You are pregnant. That's how some of you young girls are. And he was mad now at her. Then she said, doctor, you don't remember me. Check my case file. She gave her name, and doctor, he didn't know what to think yet. And he went, he got the thing out. He almost fainted because he was the one who took the thing out. He couldn't believe it. She's pregnant.
Doctor, what happened to you?
You are pregnant? She had been to Dr. Jesus. Few months later, she gave birth to a baby boy. Doctor didn't know what to think. How can you explain it? Abraham believed in the God who quickens the dead and calls the things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. He calls the things that be not as though they were. Oh, glory to his holy name forever. Glory to his holy name forever. Yeah. Let's go on reading verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Against hope he believed in hope. Against hope he believed in hope. Against hope he believed in hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope is a great virtue. A great virtue. Verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You see, what I like here is the fact that the man believed in hope. God said it. They looked forward to it. They believed it was going to happen. The Bible says he considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And you know what the Bible says? Hope maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah. Hope takes away your shame. When you have hope in God, your shame leaves. Because you trust in the God that raises the dead. You believe in him. Hallelujah. Hope make it not ashamed. Oh, glory to his holy name forever. You know, in Christianity, we walk according to the word of God and the guidance of God's Spirit. If the Spirit of God gives us a confirmation of his word in our hearts, we can trust it and stay with it. Even though we haven't seen it, we stay with it. Hope maketh not ashamed. Say amen.
Amen.
Hope maketh not ashamed. You see, hope takes away your shame. The man was an old man. The wife had no child. She was an old woman. And people looked at her. And now she had changed her name to Sarah, a princess with children. The man's name had been changed to Abraham, father of many. But they had no child. And people would laugh at them. But now they had hope. They staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. When you have come to Christ, your shame leaves you. Shame goes. You may have been a failure all your life. But now shame is gone. Why? Because the God that you serve is with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332
4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it and we got it. Because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now. The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
When you have come to Christ, your shame leaves you. Shame goes. You may have been a failure all your life, but now shame is gone. Why? Because the God that you serve is with you. Hallelujah. He's a God of miracles. He's a God of hope. The Bible calls him a God of hope. And the Bible tells us in Romans 15th chapter and the 4th verse that the scriptures give us hope. You know, the scriptures give us faith. You know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And again, the scriptures give us hope. It says, true comfort of the scriptures that we might have hope. Hallelujah. To the comfort of the scriptures, we have hope. And hope brings salvation. Romans 8:24. Hope brings us salvation. Hallelujah. You know, God is merciful. In our last program, Total Experience in Lagos, I remember a young lady. And she said she was praying. See, this is the virtue of hope. When you have hope in God, He always blesses you beyond your expectation. She was listening to the message. She didn't have any space in the hall, so she had to stay outside along with many others. And while she was there, she was praying to God in hope for promotion. We showed that to you on TV. Some of you must have seen it. She was praying to God for promotion. She wanted promotion at work. But plus that, she was blind in her right eye. In fact, she said she didn't know anything was wrong there. You know why? Because the two eyes were open like this, but she never saw through that one. Which means, for as long as she could remember, she had been blind in the right eye. It was just open, looking beautiful in the head, but it couldn't see. She was always seeing through one. So when she walked with an optician, and she was tested, they found out the right eye was blind. Hallelujah. Well, so she got to know that. But she wasn't expecting anything in the eye. She was just there, hoping, looking up to God, that God would bless her and get her promotion at work. But God is merciful. Hallelujah. If God answered the prayer right there, she may not know it. Because she would have to get back to work to know. And if it doesn't come in 1 week, she may forget and think, God's not with me. But God is a God of hope. And while we were there, sharing the word of God and praying and worshiping, the Lord opened that blind eye. He was ecstatic with joy. So happy. The Lord opened his blind eye. You know what it is to be blind in one eye? It's very bad. It's very, very bad. I've never been blind in one eye, but I know it's bad. But see, you see more with your binocular vision. You see better. But when you got one eye, you got to turn your head a lot more. Am I right? You have to turn a lot more. Because you're using one. And if you have always been that way, except it is shut like this, you may never know. That's the problem with some folks. Hallelujah. But that's hope. And I think about the little girl in Port Harcourt. That little girl that had growths in her nostril. And the parents had tried so much. They lost a lot of money because they were trying to get her to be okay, to get rid of the growths. And she was tormented with those growths. In the nighttime particularly, she couldn't sleep. And the mother had hope. She looked forward to the power of God working on her behalf. And she prayed to God that He would hear and help her daughter. And she heard that we were coming to Port Harcourt. And she had been watching the television programs. She was expectant. She had hope. I'm talking about the virtue of hope. When you look forward to something and you're expectant and you believe that God, He would hear you and He would do something good for you. And then, with all the problems that they had, you know, trying to get there and all that stuff, and finally, they got there. And she had her hand on her little daughter as she worshipped and praised the Lord and prayed. She had a hand on her daughter. Then, as the word of knowledge was given, she looked into her daughter's nostrils. The growths were gone. She was healed instantly. Hallelujah. God honors your hope. Hope means that you're reaching out to God and expecting that God will do what He said He will do. Hallelujah. That He will do what He said He would do. He'll do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll do it. And you know, tonight, some of you have come because you expect God to heal you. Maybe you came sick or diseased or afflicted in your body. But it is this great God of glory who hears and touches lives. Sometimes He performs His miracles in such simple ways that we are amazed at the simplicity of His power, His word, the demonstration of His glory. Not because we're doing anything, no efforts on our part, but because He loves us so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, where you are, can you expect Him to do something in your life? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to His holy name. Would you bow your heads now?
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead, and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen." Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. When we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.